Deutschlandfunk.
Auf den Boden legen, in den Himmel schauen und den Vögeln beim Zwitschern zu hören. Für viele von uns ist das der Inbegriff von Entspannung und Glück. Leider wird dieses Glück zunehmend getrübt von schlechten Nachrichten über Umweltzerstörung, Artensterben und Klimawandel. Grund genug, noch genauer hinzuhören. Und das tun wir heute hier in der Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur mit den Location Podcasts 2025. Herzlich willkommen, sagt Markus Gammel. Location Podcasts, das ist eine jährliche Reihe der European Broadcasting Union. Zum Welttag der Umwelt am 5. Mai, da sammelt die EBU Ars Acoustica Group Naturklänge aus ganz Europa. Das Besondere daran, diese Klänge sind binaural aufgenommen. Das heißt, wenn man sie mit Kopfhörern hört, dann erfährt man ein immersives Klangerlebnis in 3D. Sie können sich also mit den Location Podcasts in ihre heimische Wiese legen und per Kopfhörer nach Kroatien beamen, nach Tschechien und nach Brasilien. Das sind die Stationen in diesem Jahr. Wir starten mit einer Arbeit von den kroatischen Hörspielmacherinnen Maria Pečnik-Kvesic und Adriana Kramaric. Sie führen uns zunächst durch eine idyllische Natur, bis die Stimmung langsam kippt und die düsteren Folgen der Umweltzerstörung hörbar werden. Wounds, so heißt ihr Stück.
Oh!
Wounds war das von Maria Pecnik-Kvesic und Adriana Kramaric. Ein Beitrag des kroatischen Rundfunks zu den Location-Podcasts der EBU Ars Akustika-Gruppe. Diese binauralen Klangkompositionen, die zeigen uns akustische Naturbilder in 3D. Auch das folgende Stück thematisiert dabei die Zerstörung von Umwelt. Die Radiomacherin Jasmina Al-Kaisi war in Brasilien unterwegs, in Nova Lima im Bundesstaat Minas Gerais. Hier werden seit über 100 Jahren Bodenschätze abgebaut, oft mit fatalen Folgen für Mensch und Natur. In Nova Lima gab es zweimal große Minenunglücke mit vielen Toten, 1886 und 1987. Jasmina Al-Kaisi nimmt uns mit auf eine wackelige Brücke, die zwei Ortsteile von Nova Lima miteinander verbindet. Ponte da Nada pra Nós, die Nichts-für-uns-Brücke, so heißt ihr Stück.
You see the tailing dam? We have every month at the 8th, by 10 o'clock, we listen to siren Vale put a music. It's like classical music. And I have a teacher who's German. He said it's the same thing they did in the Second World War to tell about the bombings. We listen to that music, the person that narrates the siren saying this is only a test of the system of the siren. She doesn't say which man we are talking about, which tailing dams or anything. She just says we should look the city council if we have any doubts. So here in Nova Lima, what I see is an alliance between the mines, Vale, for example, AngloGold, Ashanti. It's between government and the corporations. Since the town was first occupied, I started listening to that in 2019 because of Brumadinho. Vale started to make many actions to show they were working at the security. But they say this one is level one. One is the least dangerous, but it is a point where they have to build an emergency plan.
Domingo de manhã,
alvorada, chorinho.
Chorinho de manhã.
É que é para o pessoal recuperar da ressaca de sábado à noite.
Exato.
Com o chorinho, devagarinho. I'm saying that.
Às vezes,
this kind of music is more slow, it's called chorinho. It's like a chorinho, it's like a. You're choro, it's crying. Chorinho, it's the unity of crying. Right. And the name, it's the name of the, this kind of music, chorinho. And I'm saying that all we are saying, some people,
and
some
people, because
of 79 fever, that the people who are, and now they have to wake up
slow.
Yes. Very slow music.
Os Magic Makes, o problema do caminho estava parcialmente fechado, né, por causa de uma ponte. E aí, né, teve todo aquele conflito jurídico, né, para ver de quem que era a responsabilidade, se é da empresa, se é do estado, e aí a gente conseguiu resolver.
We had a problem because of the bridge and to see whose responsibility it was to fix the bridge.
Esse caminho foi todo aberto na mão antigamente, há sei lá 200 anos, quando começou a mineração aqui.
Aí. It was built by the hands of the workers.
Certamente é mais escravo, né?
Yes.
Pela época, né?
Slave labor for the time we are talking about. It is the lowest point of the barrio, the neighborhood. Every water from the rain goes down to that bridge. This mine and industry is abandoned, but they are built a plan to reuse it now as a empreendimento imobiliário. It is called Nova Vila.
Era água limpa, agora cai esgoto nela. Então
it
essa água aqui é nascente.
Now it is dirty. Solved it by building this bridge, but you can see it's cracking already. Because they didn't make any calculation about the water going down or something to drain the water. Many generations lived in that house. They don't own their houses. They just live there and have a contract with AngloGold. The company needs the house. They have 30 days to leave.
Silicosis.
It is a disease from down the mine. Você vai respirando a poeira da mina e vai sufocando aos poucos.
É, forma tipo uma silica, forma tipo uma camada pedra, né, na parede do pulmão.
It becomes like a rock in the lung. Nova Lima is a valley, so in the lowest point of the city you have the mine, Morro Velho, and Mingu goes up there on a hill, and above the people in Mingu there's an industry and the tailing dams with the arsenical material. Because throughout the rivers here in the 18th centuries, there were lots of little mines, and was the point where the English company began. They bought from a priest, was a miner too. They brought many technologies to deepen the mining shaft. And that was the hill also that went down by 1886. People down there. And this is a forest, eucalipto. And you see there, embaúba. This is a plant that grows where the Mata Atlântica is weak. So it is a pioneer, we say, to coming back, you know, Where the embaoba grows, other plants from Mata-Atlântica can grow together. So it's kind of Mata-Atlântica trying to come back in this area, but I don't know if it works. It is bad news when you have too much embaobas, you know. Then the tucanos are moving to the cities. So we are seeing them more because of that. Tucano, jacutinga, they are going there really often because they can't find food.
O que eu acho que elas deveriam fazer de todo meu coração? Deveriam fazer cartas direto para as famílias que perderam. Elas não vão fazer, mas eu pensaria. Não há como pedir desculpas pelas mortes, mas se há alguma forma de amparar as famílias, além das recuperações salariais que elas fazem, eu acho que elas deveriam fazer umas cartas diretas. E isso não vai impedir de continuar minerando, mas eu acho que deveria.
The companies should not restrict the reparation to money. They needed to apologize publicly or writing letters to the families that lost people or had people hurt by the mining. Dois séculos, pelo menos. Essa foi a empresa mais longeva. This was the most enduring mining company here. Almost two centuries now. They are still working. Eles ainda trabalham.
Sobre mais reparações, nunca tinha pensado em pedir nada para a empresa, porque eu acho que eles deveriam fazer alguma coisa, mas não farão.
Ponte da Nada pra Nós von Yasmina Al-Kaisi mit den Stimmen von Janina Felix, Mauro Felix und Nuno Duarte. Eine Produktion von Deutschlandfunk Kultur für die Location Podcasts 2025 von der European Broadcasting Union. Die binauralen Klangstücke zum Weltumwelttag der UNESCO, die thematisieren immer wieder das prekäre Verhältnis von Mensch und Natur. Das gilt auch für die folgenden drei Arbeiten, die alle zusammen aus Prag stammen. Der Tschechische Rundfunk hat dafür mit Studierenden der Akademie für Darstellende Künste gearbeitet. Eine davon ist Dagmar Lukajova. Sie macht hörbar, wie eng lebende und tote Materie miteinander verbunden sein können. Garden and House, so heißt ihre Komposition. Garden and House von Dagmar Lukajova. Eine Produktion des Tschechischen Rundfunks aus einer Reihe von Arbeiten mit Studierenden der Akademie für Darstellende Künste in Prag. Das zweite Stück aus dieser Reihe zeigt die Flucht eines Menschen aus dem Lärm der Großstadt hin zum wohltuenden Klang der Natur. Escape, so heißt das Stück, von Stjepan Janušek. Escape war das von Stepan Janusek, eine Komposition in 3D im Rahmen der Location Podcasts der European Broadcasting Union. Eine akustische Flucht aus der Stadt, die womöglich nicht geglückt ist. In jedem Fall ist Prag die Stadt, um die es geht, und das gilt auch für den letzten Location Podcast der heutigen Sendung. Das Kloster Břevnov ist eine Oase der Ruhe in der turbulenten Stadt Prag. Hier belauscht die Komponistin Klara Jelen-Semanova das Gezwitscher der Vögel und die Schritte der spärlichen Besucher. Ein akustischer Spaziergang durch das Kloster Brzeznow in Prag von Klara Jelen Semanova. Damit kommen wir zum Ende der Location Podcasts heute in der Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Diese binauralen Kompositionen werden jährlich von Mitgliedern der EBU Ars Acoustica Group produziert. Wenn Sie mehr davon hören wollen, finden Sie weitere Ausgaben auf unserer Webseite hörspiel-und-feature.de.